picture this? Honest conversation. And truth be told, I bet, that shit heal the nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you for joining us today with another episode of Truth Be Told. It's your girl, Noelle Marie. And I am back with my co-host, Mr. AP Coley himself. Go ahead and greet the people today, sir.
One love. Sending nothing but good energy to everybody. And if anybody got a problem with you, it's fuck them. Tell them I said it. Truth be told. Yeto.
Y'all, that's that hump day energy right there. That's that. It's almost Friday, so you know it is what it is. Oh my goodness. So you guys, we have a very interesting topic here today. We're going to be pretty much talking about preparation as a whole and just dropping some jewels that you guys can take with you along the journey. So I hope, you know, this information is vital and that it, you know, feeds your soul per usual.
Definitely.
All right. Well, so go ahead, Mr. Coley, this was your, you know, you kind of pitched this topic today, which I think is an amazing topic. So go ahead and get us started.
I'm going to go ahead and set the table real quick. And then, you know, of course, Ms. Noelle Marie's going to come through with soul food, collard greens, catfish, and mac and cheese. So all that would be just simply say that you are already more than enough. Despite what anybody has tried to project on you, despite what anybody has tried to tell you, before we get into this conversation, I just want to say that you are already enough. Now, a lot of times people don't understand what they need to be able to produce the results they're trying to see. A lot of people right now are scrambling. What do I do? That's going to be a part of the journey you have to find out for yourself. But a great part of that start is your preparation. Now, I'm going to start here with just a physical example of how I start my day. And I'm going to just break down just the details here and the depths. But just simply put, in the morning, I start my day. I wake up in the morning, even if I'm running late. I start my day. I brush my teeth. I make certain that I actually got a morning core routine. But before I do that, my feet get to the floor and I am praying. Want to know why? Because meditation and focusing your thoughts, even if it's just for that one moment, 2 to 3 minutes before you start your day, already takes away the stress. Because your mind's not scattered. You're not just waking up and just on a to-do list and running, doing that to-do list the whole time. Your mind gets no peace and no rest there. So myself, I personally meditate, but I pray, you know, to the Lord before I start my day. So that way everything does go good. Why not reassure before it happens, and that's the way I do it. I will get into the details of everything that I do, but that's the main concept here is, hey, before you actually make that move, and even the concept of praying has its levels too, but before you make that move, where are you going? How do you plan to get there as far as your preparation or your journey? So, I mean, I pray. But there's a lot more things that even what we talked about, well, before we had gotten to the brain thing, got into this episode, there's a lot more things that come with you getting that result, that end result. It comes with work. It comes with accountability. It comes with, I mean, you can always try new things, that's fine, but accountability, my thing, it's like a checklist. A way of making certain that, you know, hey, I don't head this way, but I'm a wheel toy. I know I'm heading this way, but do I have everything I need to make it there? I might want to make step 3 before step 2, but I have to make step 2. So preparation for me is putting the work in on top of asking God for certain blessings or certain things to happen. I have to reassure myself by, like, for example, with music. I went through trial and error with music. You know, you can release a song and just release it. I can release it tomorrow. No promotion, no anything. It may not see the light of day because I didn't prepare it to have an extended stay in people's ears, in people people's mind based on what they see visually, based on what I have for them as visual representation. You know, there's a lot of different levels. So I'm going to just go right into just when people ask for something. I really want this brand new car, right? I really want this car so bad. This 2021 Maverick that God's going to bless me with. I'm speaking into existence, y'all, so excuse me. This 2021 Maverick I want so bad. I want it. What do I got to do? Well, first, it takes research. I'm going to give you the concepts, and you're going to be able to expand on them on your own. I'm telling you. But it takes research first. Do I know what I'm getting myself into before I just jump in and just hop off the porch? I don't know. I want to find out so that way I dive into that process. Research about the different type of cars, the best model that's fit for me. Again, this is just my example in asking for the 2021 Maverick, sponsored by Ford, for electrical. So you want to know, again, more about the journey. I want to know about the car. I want to know what it takes to get there. I want to know how the car works. And now, research. After having a thorough understanding, you may want to take that next step and actually venture into maybe a physical representation of what you'll be seeing. Maybe you might want to go see the car. Maybe you might want to go actually to the dealership and inquire about the process. This is what I mean by research. So after you get the understanding thoroughly, after I know what I'm getting myself into, well, then I'm going to go ahead and put the work in. Like, for example, with the car, you got to have decent credit, right? My credit might be shot, might be trash. So that might be a part of my preparation phase. You know, my credit might be 540, you know. So I want to make sure that I have decent credit first. I may not have any money in the bank. It's all part of the process. So I want to make certain that I have that money taken care of. I want to make sure that I have just everything that's thought out. It's a thought out process. But as an applied general concept to anything, research.
Definitely research. And
please add. I'm just setting it up. Please add.
So definitely. So, you know, a lot of people, when they come to God or whoever or whatever their process is, for me, it's prayer. I always pray first because, you know, I always ask God, is something mine before I go after it? That's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But, you know, I always ask God, is it mine before I go after it? Because I don't want to waste my time. You know, life is precious. They say it's short. I have a different outlook on it. I think instead of life being short, it's more so precious. And so we should treat it as such and not waste time chasing things that don't belong to us. Or as Adele said, chasing pavements, which are just ideas. So with that being said, when it comes to preparation, a lot of people don't align themselves with the things that they ask for. I mean, we can even talk about relationships, right? Like, you want a good man, you want a good woman, but have you done the work on yourself to make sure that you can even give or reciprocate what it is that you're asking for? Because even if God were to bless you with the very thing, relationship, like AP said, car, perfect credit score, job, opportunity, it's like, have you done any groundwork, any foundation to sustain it? Not just obtain it, but to sustain it. Like, because once you get something, yeah, you're happy for a day, but you teach a man, you know, you cook for a man, he eats for a day. You teach him how to fish, he eats for life. And that kind of goes into the whole preparation thing. If you create a foundation with that thing, then that's something that you can take with you into the next part of your journey. See, I think what a lot of people fail to realize is when it comes to preparation and life in general is that the level before the next level that you're praying to get to are keys to opening up the next door. I think if people look at life like a house, you know, let's look at how life like a 10-story house, right? But you can't get to the second floor until you master or have the keys to that, you know, to that floor. So what do you have to do on that? You know, you have to show yourself approved. You have to be a good steward of what you have. Maybe master something on that level, because people say new levels, new devils, but I don't adopt that ideology. I don't know what they mean, but I more so look at it like new level, same thing, just different, just higher grade of that thing. You ever notice that you graduate from something, you pass the test, you're no longer on a fairy tale of life, and then you get to the next level of it, and it's like, dang, I've seen this before, but this is not quite that. okay, that's where preparation comes in, because at that point it's like, all right, bet, because I did what I needed to do on the first level, i.e. the whole car situation, right? Oh, before my credit was shot and I'm trying to get this 2021 car with this 1984 credit score, it's not gonna happen. It's looking like a nah, not gonna happen. So, you know, those type of things stop you. But if you get to that next level and your credit score is at least a 650, right? People work with you, your credit score is at least a 650, right? You're looking at decent credit. All right, bet. You go to the car dealership, you got a better chance of riding off. Your payments may not be as low as you want them to be, but at least you can ride off with that 2021 car. And you know, and at that point, you know, a lot of people expect God to meet them at that level of expectation, which he will. But did you meet yourself at your level of expectation? Because prime example, there are certain things that I'm standing in the gap for, whether it be opportunity, relationship, or whatever. And I can honestly say that maybe 21-year-old version of me didn't do the work that was necessary to obtain the things that now, the age that I am now. Oh yeah, I do the work. Honey, I put the grease in. I got the marks to prove it, the scars, everything. And I met myself first. Right. You know, you can't have an unrealistic expectation when you're preparing for something. I remember Steve Harvey once told a story about how he kept saying, "Mama, get a new car, money, get a new car." And his mom was like, "Okay, well, what you gonna do with the car that's outside?" He's like, whatever. And she was trying to get him to realize that you haven't made room for what you're asking for. That is the whole point of preparation. It is to make room. The Bible says that I will pour out a blessing into your storehouse that you may not have room to receive it. That means that in order for him to pour into a cup, the cup has to be empty. It has to be, you would have to have made room in that cup so that you can at that point have overflow. Not yesterday's juice that got a little hair in it from overnight. And you trying to put some new juice in.
I'm dead. I'm sorry. I tried to hold it. I really did. I'm sorry.
Y'all know I just be saying whatever, but it's the truth. You know, it don't work like that. And he said that it wasn't until he moved the car that's sitting on bricks. Mind you, most of the stuff that we don't take the time to move out of our way so we can't be properly prepared is just in the way anyway. It's this dead weight, this baggage. You know what I'm saying? You got you mad. You still treating every new guy like your ex, but praying for a healthy relationship. How that work? You need to let it go. You need to let that junk go. Yeah. And when he moved the car, he got the one that he wanted. So all that said to say is you got to align yourself with the things that you're asking for. You got to have realistic expectations when it comes to preparing for something. You cannot receive what it is that God is trying to bless you with when you haven't even done the work. You know, it's just like, how can you ask God for a new level and you're not even walking as if you're already in it? Fun fact. Right. So when I started preparing for the journey that I'm currently on right now, right, I said, okay, God, 9-to-5 life ain't for me. It's not. I am not a worker bee. Sorry, not sorry. It is not for me. Everything about it is dreadful to me. I'm not going to conflate two matters and compare my situation to someone else because it's irrelevant. I'm talking about me. I can't do it. Everything in my soul says no. So I had to start preparing myself. Okay, so what is it? What does it mean to not work this? Like, what is it going to take? It's going to take long nights, sacrificing, like AP said earlier, marketing skills. Am I reaching out to the right people? Or am I just wasting time? Am I allowing anybody to take up my space, or am I reserving my space for things that matter? Right. Exactly. And it wasn't until I cleaned my house and said, "I love you, friend, but we can't do this together because we not equally yoked."
I'm sorry again, bro. I'm tucking it.
Nah, you good. It's funny. It wasn't until I said, "Hey, family member, we good, but I can't leave you no more dollars. I need my dollars for me." You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. I ain't no damn bank account. You need to go to the Federal Reserve. They got all our money anyway. Anyway, holla at Uncle Sam.
That's real.
I'm Aunt Jane. I can't help you. So, you know, it wasn't until I did all those things to cut off the dead ends that I was able to finally get a breakthrough. So, and then God was able to come in and say, okay, you're not only taking yourself seriously, but you're putting my word into action. like I said, if a man don't work, he don't eat. People think about that in a sense of just working. But it mean it also it he's God is literally the word is literally speaking about effort. And not dead effort, not wasted effort. Effort that says, ooh, this hard. I've been doing this for 5 years, but I know that it's got to pay off because I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing, not trying to get a rich quick scheme. I don't know. What you think, AP?
Facts. No, that's real, because cutting corners is only going to cut you out of more money anyway. You know, because if you go on with a, like I tell people all the time, you know, if I go with 1%, if I'm doing 10 things, I'm only going to be able to give a max of 10% at each thing I'm trying to take on. Yeah, you know, you got to make sure that you master something first. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said research first, because research then turns into application of knowledge. Application of knowledge is when you start your experience role. Once you get to your experience role, then you can go to mastery. Once you have mastery and competence, you have a good thorough understanding of what you're doing. You have a good thorough understanding.
Two snaps on competence.
You know, seriously. So yeah. It goes a long way. But that's what I was saying. You know, start with the research first, because you want to know, at least have a good understanding of what you're talking about first and what you're getting yourself into. And facts. The experience for me, that's big why facts. I went to, you know, the idea of going to the actual dealership, you know, for my example, you know, for cars. It's just because you get a chance to really feel what you're dealing with. You know, you might not like the car. The car might look good.
Right.
Until you experience it and you realize this is not for me. You know, there's too much going on with this brand new Maverick. It might not be for me.
You too tall, head, squirt, too drunk, don't fit you, you know. Up there looking like the Natty Professor number one. Eddie turned back to Sherman. You don't got time for
in
that.
Okay, but no, like seriously. So, you know, that definitely is a building block. Everything I've talked about this far, and everything you've said is literally dance with what I said. So I love it. It's a sweet tango with this conversation right now. But I feel like you don't want to, again, cut yourself short by trying to do something faster that won't get you there in the long run. Because if you get there and then you lose it all, was it worth it? You want to get there and you want to secure it. You want to get there and know, hey, moving forward, this is now a skill, or moving forward, this is now an asset that I have that I can use. You know what I'm saying? As far as everything that goes with preparation. But I'm going to go back to the blessing and how it forms. And I'm going to just get there real quick before I talk our head off. So, like you said, you asking for the blessing. Hey, I want to just have a better life. It takes daily maintenance. What are you doing? How are you investing your time to make sure that you have a better life? That's preparation.
Facts.
What are you partaking in physically that makes you feel better so you know you have a better life? Again, all this is preparation, but people don't consider these things as an actualization when they're going through it, because...
Nah, popcorn society.
Yeah. because it's about instant gratification. Something can really deter you. It can deter you from what you're focusing on based on the culpability of the place that it has in your life.
If you get something too soon, I don't mean to interrupt, but if you get something too soon before the time that you're properly capable of sustaining it, you will lose it. That's all I got to say. Keep going.
That's facts, because, I mean, a lot of times, again, this is the whole concept. We want, but what have we given? It can be for you. It can be what have you given up. It could be what have you actually
sacrificed?
What have you actually gave as far as your time, your effort, your money, whatever you have as far as
I will present my body as a living sacrifice. Ooh, go ahead. I ain't gonna preach.
No, you're good. You know, I'm serious. And it's just like, what have you given? You have to meet that same energy of asking with what you've given or what you're willing to give in order for them to mesh, in order for the new creation of change to be born. In order for new creation and change to happen, it's going to take a little, like what me and Noelle have done. You see the way we easily collaborate? You know, change flows. Change flows, and once it's positive and once you actually do set the culture for the change that you want, it flows effortlessly based on your efforts that you're contributing, and also God looking at what you've been doing and rewarding you. reward. Yes. You know, but again, without working towards it, without trying to research, without trying to at least understand more, without trying to know what you can try and implement, without trying to put it into actual routine of actions that can get you the results you're seeking, you are setting yourself up for failure. But keep in mind that if you do these things, you're only raising the probability and raising the percentage of it likely actually happening, you know, the likelihood of it actually happening, because you're eliminating the X factors of what could leave a second guess in your mind. You know, hey, I'm making certain if I want this car, I'm making certain that I'm paying on my credit card, and I'm making certain that I'm building my credit avidly. I'm getting a secure credit card. At the same time, making certain that secure credit card is not what I'm depending on, okay, as a safety net, like it's a savings account. I want to put that out there for friends, families, and loved ones on this recording. If I get a credit card, and this is just knowledge, if I get a credit card, I'm not using it as a savings account for a safety net. I'm using it as a tool to get me where I want to go. The credit card is only going to be $500 on the credit card, for example. I should have at least $1,000 in the bank, minimum. So again, I'm preparing throughout this journey. I'm also executing by putting action in, you know, putting action into effort, and doing what I need to do to see it through, to see the blessing through, knowing it's going to happen.
Thanks.
A lot of people just say it's going to happen just because it sounds good. You know, you're saying it.
Without
that word.
And you got people who like on this manifestation, you know, thing. And like, if I just say it, and it's gonna happen. But no, that's not how that works. If you just say it, all you're doing is saying it. That's it.
Right.
What is happening in the natural to match the words that you're manifesting in the spirit? Because that's what people forget. You know, I watched a sermon today, and it was right on time. It blessed my whole soul. Oh my goodness, I can't even begin to describe how it blessed me. For everybody listening, it's called Shadows of Greatness. Actually, it was preached by Sarah Jakes Roberts, who is, as you all know, T.D. Jakes' daughter, and she ministered on the Shadows of Greatness, and it's so many gems in that from start to finish. I would recommend going to watch it. You can always watch it on either the Potter's House online on their website, but I always watch it on YouTube under TD Jakes Ministries. Anyway, okay. And she's just talking about like how just what it costs to be great and what, you know, and TD Jakes talks about this all the time, but I really love the way she went in on it. You know, it costs a lot to be great. People don't realize that. And even after you prepare, you're going to give a lot. If you're serious about it, if you're following the steps properly, it costs a lot to be great, because you have a great idea, but that great idea has to become tangible. And I think that because people think that you can just say something and that's what it is, or what I see a lot of is people say something, they're calling it manifestation, and they see maybe a glimpse of it, not realizing that glimpse is not the thing that it's not the overall thing that God intended for you to have as it relates to a ordained victory. So, you know, you gotta see it through. Like, it's gonna cost you something. It's gonna cost you a lot of late nights. It's gonna cost you a lot of tears. You're gonna lose friends. And I'm just speaking based off of me. You know, whatever you feel like it is, it isn't gonna cost you, by all means, whatever. But I'm telling you, as somebody who started off with a lot of great ideas and has ended up on the other end of it with, yes, those ideas coming to pass, but not in the order in which I thought it was, because it wasn't until I became a child all over again as an adult. Don't let that go over your head. I'm gonna say it again. But it wasn't until it wasn't until I became a child as an adult that I was able to really be in a position to start touching the things that I had been praying for so long after I prepared for them. And, you know, it cost me a lot. It cost me realizing that maybe people who I thought would be business partners or friends or whomever, a lot of those things just are not lining up the way that I had in mind, but it's okay because I always submit my will unto God. I always say, hey, God, you know, if it's not according to your will, you know, let your will be done. And I love that. I love the fact that going before the Father, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the God of the universe, and him aligning my path due to the fact that I have prepared. See, I was one of those people who used to ask God all the time for stuff. All the time. But I wasn't doing nothing. Not really. You know, I was too big. I thought too much of myself. And this is not about God humbling you. This is not about that. So people who have cognitive dissonance, this conversation is not for you. Because you're going to just feed, take what you want out of it. But it's not about him humbling you. It's about being a child in it so you can keep learning and being willing to ask for a direction and realizing that your direction isn't always best because you don't know the end from the beginning. And it's just taking that preparation, being in the shadows of greatness, allowing things to take place. People also underestimate AP, and I know you can agree with me on this. They underestimate the amount of patience that it takes to reach greatness. Like,
yeah, man. Your time and your predictability a lot of times it's hard to deal with. Boy, I tell you, I had to make sure I caught myself because I had to really think about the times when I felt like I was a little entitled because of the way things was going. But no, seriously, your time is depending on what God allows you to have. Now keep that in mind. Your wins are still general wins. But don't let the vanity of the situation.
Yeah, they are.
Cloud your mind, you know. Cloud your mind, and cloud,
preach.
You know, cloud your, what's the word here? I'm trying to make sure, Carl.
Your vision.
That's definitely it. But I'm just saying, how great.
Cloud your way.
Because a lot of times we take for granted how great we have it based off having life. There's some people that didn't get a chance, you know. Seriously, to wake up.
Right.
So just don't let that boost you. Don't let that boost your head. Let that add to your arsenal. Let that add to the things that remind you that you're going to be seeing greater things. Stay focused on the mission, just like Kobe said.
Facts.
When Kobe said, the job's not finished, what are we celebrating for?
Facts. I love that. Yeah. I love when he said that because it's like, okay, when you map this out, that was your goal to win a game or were you trying to win a championship? I'm confused.
Exactly, though.
Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to just win the game. I want to win the championship. I'm trying to go down as MVP. Like, right. when I get into this game, officially, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the next great in my own right. People going to compare me. That's what people do. But I'm trying to be the first playmaker and the last. Michael Jackson is dead, and he is still the first and the last king of pop. You know why? Because he did it well. He prepared for it for a long time in his own right. Hell, I'm not really a fan of her, and if any beehives listening, then you can just get behind me because I don't give a damn about your opinion. But Beyonce.
Oh, you just take a shot at Beyonce?
No, I'm about to give her props.
Okay.
No, but you know they be tripping, so I had to get them.
He had to give a disclaimer to them so they don't pop off. I feel you.
But even if they do, that's why I said they can get behind me because I don't care about their damn opinion. But I had to say that because I'm entitled to my opinion. With that being said, even Beyonce, she on her way to retiring. You could tell, you could see it in her movements, right? She wanna do other things as she should. She's been in the game a long time. Of course, there's more to her that she wants to do than just being a performer. But the girl is the top entertainer right now. Nobody ain't touching her because the level of, here we go, preparation that she takes to be perfect in her craft. Whether you think that the girl got the best music, the worst music, whatever it is, her entertainment-wise, nobody's touching her right now. And Beyonce, unfortunately, there's nobody else right now who is in succession to touch her. They just ain't. If a girl can dance, she can't sing and she don't got stage presence. If she got stage presence, she doing too much. And if she doing too much, she ain't got no good songs. It's like, what? Nobody has all three. They just don't.
I'm going to be real with you. You know, there's some gems out there, but you're very right to have the trifecta.
Facts.
She
has that. Beyonce has that.
And that goes back to what we talked about, you know, again, with
mashing. Yeah.
Competence, Competence is just the door open to mastery. It's literally just the door open. And my whole thing about it is, you know how many times? Better yet. Can you imagine how many different new competent doors Beyoncé had opened before you even recognized her? Before you even recognized her?
Come on, somebody. Because we all go through a period of just doing our thing where you got to put get some grease in, put some work into the game. Because before she became the Beyoncé, she was just Beyoncé.
Right.
So she definitely put her grind in. I mean, we 80s and 90s kids, so we know what's good. We saw her.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, Beyoncé, what she did as far as the time period, you know, she played her role, right? She was not the original lead singer of Destiny's Child, people. Let's be real about this. She wasn't.
Ooh, they gonna be mad about that, honey.
She wasn't.
This generation don't like the truth, honey.
They don't. But seriously, you have to really consider, again, the time that people put in. It's not about when you get recognized, and that's why we're putting the emphasis on don't trip off the vanity of recognition. Don't trip off of the high that you get from someone giving you an accolade.
Because that's what people is. Facts. It's a high.
But she didn't trip because she realized that she had a greater purpose. Beyoncé had that mindset of the job not finished probably since she was about 16 years old. You feel me?
Shit, probably before that.
Before then. You know, as long as they've been doing shows, really, since Mama been having them dressed up in the costumes and stuff, in their own vintage clothing, not costumes, but making their own vintage clothing at that time. So, man, look, it takes time. Don't let anybody make you feel bad on your path, you know. But remember that the path of preparation is what's going to really start your takeoff. You getting where you want to be. That's it. That's one thing I want to put there just to make sure I solidify that seed. Hopefully it sprouts within you somewhere, whoever you may be listening. You want to make certain that you have preparation. Acknowledge first. Because if you just run, I'm telling you, if you just run, blindly, not knowing where you're going. Better yet, if you just run on the expressway right now, as an example, physically, you're not going to make it, dude. Like, you got to have a well-oiled vehicle. You got to have a well-oiled machine. Your well-oiled machine is all the elements and all the facets of what it takes for you to be a one-man army, to be efficient enough to excel in your lane. But I'm going to leave it there.
Nah, it's facts. So you know it's just everything we're saying, we're basically just saying, you know, before you can get to greatness, you got to prepare. You got to be, make sure your ducks in a row, as the old heads say. Gotta make sure your ducks in a row. And even when they are in a row, that's not the time to get big headed. Even when somebody cheering for you or you just cheering for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the time to let your guard down. You're not even close to being done. Not even close. Like, even with everything I got going on behind the scenes, I know I'm not even close to half the things I've envisioned. Man, I got years worth of dreams to come true. And that's not even considering the things that God has yet to place in my path.
Big facts.
So, people got to keep all of that into consideration, but remember that God always prepares you for a new thing. So, you know, stay humble but you know, as I've once said in one of my other podcasts, be confident, but also be humble. If you can find the balance in that, you'll realize that you don't have to downplay your success in yourself to also be your biggest cheerleader.
So,
you know, it is what it is. But that's pretty much, you know, that's pretty much what we wanted to tell y'all tonight. You know, keep it 1K. You know what I'm saying? Don't be bugging out and tripping. Some of y'all be having the big head. Y'all in this, especially these 2000 babies. I don't know what's in the water,
bro. You got something to prove, but they ain't got no stripes.
None, bro. No stripes at all, dog. Like, none. And it's just, they got opinion about everything, but no substance or foundation to back it up. And it's crazy. Like, And I ain't just coming for them. Some of the people in my generation too. Y'all been drinking on that for them four locos. Got y'all fucked up.
Oh no, listen. You heard me when you said that. I'm gonna say it on a recorded line. I'm from Duval. I was definitely drinking them four loco. Look, I'm gonna be real with you, since we're gonna go there right now before we close. Remember when Trap had that song, Young Trap Beckham had that song Four Locos?
Yeah, that's what got everybody messed up.
I'll tell you.
and people calling it Mad Dog 2020. The name of the drink ain't even called Mad Dog. His name was Madison MD. I'm about some Mad Dog. That's how y'all behind act. But anyway, let me stop throwing shade, child. It's in that palm tree.
I'm going to say this, though, because we always often trip about what's the shiniest thing in front of us. What is the newest thing in front of us? What is the coolest thing in front of us? Fact of the matter is, the coolest thing that we're tripping off of now was something that someone thought about maybe 15, 20 years ago. They just made certain that they saw it through.
Facts.
So we could see the light of day to get to you, to get in your eyesight that
preaching.
Quick.
Preaching.
It wasn't as fast as we make it seem, but it still is just as timeless, because we want to experience, we want to maximize everything we can on getting the most out of that product, or getting the most out of that, you know, out of that experience.
Facts.
So just keep that in mind.
Before I was making beats on a Mac Air book, you know what I'm saying, with the Logic, you know what I'm saying, all that good jazzy. Mm. I was also, before that, I had a dream that one day I can stop using my baby sister baby toys to make beats, to write my songs.
You was using your sister baby toys to make beats?
Yo, major fun fact. The first song I ever wrote was to my baby sister. She was about 2 or 3 years old. I used to take her baby toys that she used to get, and I used to be like, boop, doop, boop. I used to make songs off of them.
Heck no, and that's fire though. That's innovative. Keep going.
Yeah, so that's, so, you know, I started there and here I am now. So, you know, mama, we made it.
That's crazy though.
Yeah. Now your girl on BT, you know what I'm saying, on TV, catch my commercial, you know what I'm saying, with Nissan as well, you know. You know,
you better respect the queen when the queen make an entrance. No matter when she do, whenever she do, she come through and she leave it draped down. You better respect the queen.
Oh, yo, I want to say something before we go. So AP and some of my other friends always be like, queen, queen, queen. I never let that junk go to my head. I just say that's like a sign of respect. I know some women would be like, yeah, girl. Oh, everybody think I'm the queen. I'm the best. I'm Queen B. And it's like, girl, you all right. You guys, we ain't want to play the truth. Listen, nah, I'm clouded at this point.
I love it. I didn't expect you to get that loose. I'm loving it, though. Okay.
Yeah, but you got any closing sentiments for the people before we end our stream today?
Closing sentiments is, I want to make sure that I always state this and address this. You are already more than enough, despite what anyone tries to project on you. And sometimes, you know, people really want to have help on the way, on the journey. And I'm going to say this. A lot of times we prevent ourselves from growth because of what's letting our past conquer what's going on in our future. The past is kind of dictating the way you want to move, and you're kind of unsure about what you would normally do based on that. I say, if you want to welcome new things into your life and new blessings, take a chance on yourself and try something.
Do it. Woo!
So that again, it could compliment you. Just like we talked about preparation meeting the blessing you're asking for. You feel me?
Facts. And to add to what he's saying, you know, I know I talked about a lot of great people, Beyonce, Michael Jackson. We all know the greats. But if you take anything from these people, it's not to idolize them. It's to look at their work ethic and how hard they work to get to and to become who they are, or who they, well, just because they passed, God rest their soul, they still are those people. And you know, just don't let that go over your head. You know, they all had to go through their shadow of greatness before they became and came into their own. And look how it paid off. Like AP said, don't be afraid to take a risk. People know, baby, the spirit of quit my job come over me all the time. And if it's strong enough, I sure give those people a notice and I don't show up again. But I also take that time period not to just complain or, you know, whatever. I take it to invest in myself and always one up myself. So with that being said, you know, I want to thank everybody for coming through. Like AP said, y'all are more than enough. You got everything in you to win. Understand that somebody out there is counting on you to see everything through, to not let your past dictate your future, because they don't have anything in common. You need to understand that and know that, and know that you are a missing piece of the puzzle to a bigger puzzle called life. So with that being said, again, we want to thank you for joining us today on another episode of Truth Be Told. That's all we got. Ain't got no more. Peace out.
All love. Peace.
Picture this, honest conversation, and truth be told, I bet that shit heal the nation.